Zelensky pops into International Criminal Court. Russia's Medvedev threatened to missile strike. By Breitbart, London, on May 4, 2023. The Hague, Netherlands, AP. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Thursday he was convinced that Russian President Putin would face an international war crimes court when Ukraine wins the war that has been raging for over a year. In a speech titled "No Peace Without Justice for Ukraine" given in The Hague, the city that hosts the International Criminal Court, Zelensky said that Putin deserves to be sentenced for these criminal actions right here in the capital of the international law. "And I'm sure we will see that happen when we win. And we will win," he said. The ICC has issued an arrest warrant for Putin for alleged war crimes in Ukraine, relating to the abduction of children. The ICC cannot prosecute the crime of war aggression itself. Zelensky's speech was an appeal for a full-fledged tribunal to prosecute that overarching crime, a heartfelt plea for a special tribunal for aggression. "If we want true justice, we should not look for excuses and should not refer to the shortcomings of the current international law, but make bold decisions that will correct that shortcomings that unfortunately exist in international law." Zelensky's speech came a day after he denied that Ukrainian forces were responsible for what the Kremlin called an attempt to assassinate Putin in a drone attack on Moscow. The Kremlin promised retaliation for what it termed a terrorist act. Ukraine's military claimed three Russian drones that hit the southern city of Odessa early Thursday had "For Moscow" and "For the Kremlin" written on them, seemingly referring to the strikes in Moscow. Also, Kyiv was the target of an air attack for the third time in 4 days. In total, Ukraine's air forces intercepted 18 out of 24 Iranian-made drones launched by Russian forces in various regions. No casualties were reported. Zelensky was welcomed outside the ICC building by the court's president, Poland's Piotr Hofmanski. Staff crowded at windows to get a glimpse of Zelensky's arrival and raised a Ukrainian flag next to the court's own flag outside the building. Judges at the ICC last month announced they found reasonable grounds to believe that Putin and his commissioner for children's rights were responsible for the unlawful deportation and transfer of children from occupied areas of Ukraine to Russia. But the chances of Putin standing trial in The Hague are remote. The court does not have a police force to execute its warrants. And the Russian leader is unlikely to travel to any of the ICC's 123 member states that are under an obligation to arrest him if they can. The ICC said in a March 18 statement that Putin is allegedly responsible for the war crime of unlawful deportation of children, and that of unlawful transfer of children from occupied areas of Ukraine to the Russian Federation. ICC prosecutor Karim Khan has made repeated visits to Ukraine and is setting up an office in Kyiv to facilitate his ongoing investigations. However, the ICC does not have jurisdiction to prosecute Putin for the crime of aggression, the unlawful invasion of another sovereign country. The Dutch government has offered to host a court that could be established to prosecute the crime of aggression, and an office is being established to gather evidence. The new International Center for Prosecution of the Crime of Aggression should be operational by summer, the European Union's Judicial Cooperation Agency, Eurojust, said in February. Questions continue to swirl around Russia's claim that it foiled an attack by Ukrainian drones on the Kremlin early Wednesday. Putin wasn't in the Kremlin at the time and was at his Novo-Ogaryovo residence outside Moscow, his spokesman Dmitry Peskov told Russia's state news agency RIA Novosti. There was no independent verification of the purported attack, which Russia authorities said occurred overnight but presented no supporting evidence. Questions also arose as to why it took the Kremlin hours to report the incident and why videos also surfaced later in the day. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the U.S. was unable to confirm the authenticity of Russia's claims of a Ukrainian attack on Moscow. Asked whether the U.S. believed Putin was a lawful target of any potential Ukrainian strike, Jean-Pierre said that since the start of the conflict, the U.S. was not encouraging or enabling Ukraine to strike beyond its border. Asked whether the U.S. was concerned that the accusation might have been a false flag operation by Russia to serve as a pretext for more aggressive military action on Ukraine, Jean-Pierre said she didn't want to speculate, but added, "Obviously Russia has a history of doing things like this." The Netherlands has been a strong supporter of the Ukrainian war effort since Russia's invasion last year. Among military equipment, Prime Minister Mark Rutte's government has promised our 14 modern Leopard 2 tanks it is buying together with Denmark. They are expected to be delivered next year. The Netherlands also joined forces with Germany and Denmark to buy at least 100 older Leopard 1 tanks for Ukraine. Among other military hardware, it also sent 2 Patriot air defense missile systems and promised 2 naval minehunter ships, as well as sending military forensic experts to assist war crime investigations. Zelensky's visit came on the day the Dutch remember their war dead. 2 Russian oil facilities in southern regions of the country near Ukraine were attacked by drones in what appeared to be a series of attacks on fuel depots behind enemy lines, Russian media said Thursday. 4 drones struck an oil refinery in the Krasnodar region, which borders the Russian annexed Crimean Peninsula. Russian state news agency RIA Novosti reported, citing law enforcement sources. Another facility was reportedly hit in the neighboring Rostov region.